跟大家问他安息日平安。
Once again, I'd like to wish everyone a peaceful Sabbath.
感谢主耶稣基督。
And Lord Jesus Christ.
借着他为我们预备好的精神和体力。
And due to the energy that He's given us.
还有借着我们自己的信心。
As well as our own faith.
我们能够在安息日下继续聚集在神的面前。
We're able to once again gather before God.
愿天上慈爱的真神将诸般恩典福气以及我们心中想要的赏赐给你。
May the true God give us the abundant grace and what we're seeking to us.
今天下午要跟大家来思考顺服而为圣器皿这一个主题。
So this afternoon I'd like to share with everyone the topic obedient unto a holy vessel.
我们大家是不是都有读过所谓的《伊索寓言》的故事书呢
？So I wonder if everyone has read the book which is Aesop's Fables.
就算我们没有读过，可能也听过一些里面的故事啊。
Even if we haven't, I assume people have heard some of the stories.
这里面有一个故事是描写一个农夫他得到了金斧头与银斧头的故事。
There's a story in there about a farmer who found himself a gold and silver axe.
我用很简单的话描述这个故事，免得有人没听过。
So I'll explain this story very simply.
有一个樵夫啊，有一天到森林深处要砍柴，结果他的斧头不小心掉到旁边的河里面去了。
So there was a woodcutter who went into the mountains to cut wood, and his axe broke and fell into the water.
结果这个河里面就跑出了一个女精灵。
And from the river came up a spirit.
然后这个精灵呢，手上就拿着一根金斧头。
And she, in her hand,
就问这个樵夫说：“这是你丢掉的吗？”
She held a golden axe, and she asked, "Is this the one that you lost?"
然后他就说：“这不是我的。”
And he replied, "No, this isn't mine."
于是女精灵又拿出了另外一把斧头，是银子做的。
And the spirit.Held another axe, which was made out of silver.
要不然这一把是你的吗
？And she asked, "Is this one yours?"
那个樵夫说，这个也不是我的。
And he replied, "No, this isn't mine either."
于是这个女精灵就拿出了那个破破烂烂，她真的掉下去的斧头。
And so the spirit next held up the axe that he did drop into the water.
这个樵夫说，啊，那个才是我的啊。
And he said, "That one's mine."
哇，为了奖赏这个樵夫的诚实，所以这个精灵把金银斧头全部都一起送给他了。
And to reward this person's honesty, the spirit gave him both the silver and gold axes.
哇，这个樵夫回去就过着富裕的日子了。
And he lived a very rich life afterwards.
另外一个樵夫看见这样子啊，哇，他想，那我也可以哦。
And so another woodcutter saw this, and he thought, "I can do this as well."
所以他一样走进森林的深处，故意把那个破斧头啊丢进河里面。
And so he walked into the depths of the forest and threw his, also threw his axe into the river.
那一样这个步骤再来一次了。
And so the same thing happened.
结果那个女精灵第一次拿出金斧头说：“这一把是不是你的啊？”那个樵夫说：“对对对，就是这一把。”
And when the spirit comes up again and asks, "Is this golden axe yours?" He said, "Yes, that one's mine."
哇！结果那个女精灵说：“你说谎，才不是呢。”于是那个樵夫什么都没有了。
But the spirit said, "You are a liar. This is not yours." And so the woodcutter didn't get anything back.
哇，小弟从小听到这个故事。
So when I heard this from young,
有一种特别的感觉，有一点羡慕啊。
I felt a little jealous.
我也希望我的遥控汽车啊，掉进水沟里面啊，能够有一个金的跑出来啊。
I too would wish that my remote control car would fall into the river.And the golden one will come out.
我想我们大部分的人仔细想这个故事，会得到一些安慰。
So if for most people, if we think about the story, we may be comforted.
安慰的是一个人诚实的美德能够这么快速，而且得到公义的报偿。
Which is that the honesty of someone is so quickly repaid.
所以一样，身为一个受赠者，接受礼物的人。
So, as someone who receives this gift,
我们大家希望收到什么样材质的礼物呢
？So, what sort of gift do we want to receive?
我们都希望收到那个材质比较贵重的，或者金子做的，或者银子做的。
Of course, we would want the valuable gift.
只因为器具它本来的材料就不一样了。
So one that is made of a very valuable material.
所以金银的价值当然胜过铜跟铁的价值嘛。
Of course, gold and silver are more expensive than copper or steel.
大家知道吗？我们在座每个人，我们的个性都不一样。
Of course, every one of us, we have different personalities.
神给我们的恩才能恩赐也不一样。
And God has given each different gifts.
我们都好像是不同原料的器皿。
We are vessels made of different things.
而圣经里面描写我们的神，就好像在制造器皿的这个师傅匠人一样啊。
And so the Bible describes God like the person who makes the vessels.
我们来请看一段圣经。
Let's look at the Bible.
我们来看新约圣经罗马书第九章。
Turn to Romans chapter 9.
23节、24节。
Romans chapter 9, verse 23 to 24.
那我们请翻译来念23节、24节。
Verse 23. And that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had prepared beforehand for glory. 24.Even us whom he called, not of the Jews, but only, but also of the Gentiles.
这个经文告诉我们，神会将他丰富的荣耀彰显在某些器皿上。
Here it says that God will make known the riches of his glory on certain vessels.
这个器皿不是一般我们摸到的那一种器皿了。
So these aren't your ordinary vessels.
所以24节告诉我们，这个器皿就是我们被神所造的。
Verse 24 tells us, it is whom who he has called.
所以早上讲过啊，教会原来的意思就是被神造出来的，呼叫出来的，对不对？
So this morning we discussed how the original meaning of church is those who have been called.
所以在属神教会里面的每一个人，其实都是神预备好的器皿啊。
So therefore, every one of us in the church of God are vessels.Of which whom he has called.
那请你思考了，如果你是器皿的话，你想成为什么样的器皿呢？
Now, if we are to be vessels, then what kind of vessel do we want to be?
我给大家多三秒想想看，你想成为什么样的器皿？
So give everyone some time to think about this.
其实啊，圣经告诉我们，答案只有两种，没有第三种呢。
The Bible tells us there are two answers to this.
第一个，我们无法决定我们称为是哪一种材料的器皿。
First is that we are unable to decide what material we're made out of.
因为我们是被造的，所以我们的材料是与生俱来的，一生出来就决定了。
Because we are created, we are born with the material we are created from.
所以你知道吗？有人很会读书啊。
So some people they're very good at studying.
小弟的 IQ 大概只有120啊，有人当中搞不好170、180啊，这改变不了啊。
So for myself, I might have an IQ of 120. There might be others with IQ of 170 or above.
神让某些人的喉咙啊，一唱出来，哇，这天上来的声音呢。
God might have gifted someone with the gift of singing.
哇，有些人唱出来啊，这个赖传道可能平常都是跟鸡跟鸭在练唱，是不是啊？
So perhaps other people might say that this preacher, he practices singing with the chickens and the ducks.
我们这些东西是一生出来就决定了。
So these things are decided when we are born.
我们没有办法决定我成为什么材料的。
So we are unable to decide what we are made out of.
我们当中可能有类似金子、银子，也有铜、铁或木头或土。像小弟可能就是土做的。
So among us, we might have vessels made out of gold, silver, copper, steel, or even dirt.
可是圣经可以说，我们可以决定我们要成为这两种当中的什么器皿呢
？So, but the Bible says that we can decide something.
我们可以决定我们要成为是圣洁贵重的，或者是污秽神用不到的那种器皿。
We can decide if we want to be holy and valuable vessels or unholy and useless vessels.
圣经里面有记载，圣殿里面有许多的器皿哦。
The Bible records that in the temple there are many vessels.
这个我们不翻圣经了，在旧约约书亚记第六章。
So in the Old Testament, Joshua chapter 6.
在撒母耳记下第八章。
Second Samuel chapter 8.
那你看到圣经里面的器皿也是各种材料都有啊。
And if we look, the vessels in the Bible are made out of different things.
甚至我们刚才读到的新约圣经罗马书第九章，还有土做的啊。
And in Romans chapter 9, it does mention vessels made out of clay.
各位主耶稣所亲爱的，你们知道吗？你们知道吗？
So did you know?
不管我们是什么样材质的器皿，
regardless of what we are made of,
一旦借着耶稣基督的血、水、圣灵和真理分别为圣之后，
once we have been sanctified by the blood, water.And Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ.
我们就是神手中宝贵的圣器皿。
We become this precious holy vessel.
你知道价值多少吗？
Does anyone know the value of these vessels?
无价。
It is priceless.
以前在我住的地方有那个City Bank 花旗银行的广告。
So remember, where I lived, there was a Citibank ad.
结果那个广告在推销他们的信用卡 credit card,
and the ad was trying to sell their credit cards.
然后就出现了一只烤鸡啊，多少钱？
And there was a image of a roast chicken.
你可以刷卡。
How much money it was?
然后出现了一个蛋糕，一家人在那边吹蛋糕啊，蛋糕多少钱？刷卡。
And a further shows an image of a cake and the value.
出现了一家人出去郊游，哎，这台车多少钱？刷卡。
And it shows a scene of some of a family going on a road trip, and it shows the value of the road trip.
然后最后出现一个画面呢，是这家人在一起，他们充满了微笑的脸，结果那里写是 priceless.
And finally, it showed a scene of a happy family, and the value was priceless.
各种器皿都有价嘛，但是成为神的圣器皿就是无价的。
Every vessel has its value, but to be a holy vessel of God is priceless.
那现在小弟要请大家想了，你们觉得神的圣殿里面的圣器皿应该怎么被对待？
So I'd like everyone to think, how should the holy vessels of God be treated?
如果你现在手上拿到的是一个3000年前圣殿里面的器皿，请问你会怎么去对待它？
For example, if you were in possession of a vessel from the Holy Temple 3,000 years ago, how would you treat it?
我问过一些同龄嘛，他们说那要很珍惜呀，哇，那要每天擦拭它，保护它。
And so I asked some people, and they said, I will treasure it, and I will look after it every day.
可是你们知道吗？圣经里面描写的这些圣器皿，不是我们想象的被放在圣殿中的高台或者供桌上。
But the Bible says these holy vessels, they aren't meant to be placed in prominent locations in the temple.
这个器皿不是高枕无忧啊，就是一点忧愁都没有。
So these vessels aren't meant to have any worries.
这个圣殿里面的器皿也不是整天被拿出来擦拭的。
And these vessels in the temple, they're not meant to be cleaned every day.
它更不是只是被放在那边欣赏跟瞻仰的。
But and they're also not to be placed there for everyone to admire.
事实上，圣经在记载这些圣器皿一开始是从哪里出现的？大家记得吗
？So when we talk about these vessels, where does it first talk about them?
那是记载在出埃及记37:16，我不翻了，我直接讲了。
So it's recorded in Exodus chapter 37, verse 16.
所以这些器皿一开始是在旷野沙漠中那种恶劣的环境里面被造出来的，记住。
And so these vessels were first created in the very extreme conditions in the wilderness.
他们确实曾经被安置在会幕或者圣殿里面。
Now it is true that they were once placed in the tabernacle in the temple.
但是神后来也允许这些器皿经历了被毁坏的可怕遭遇。
But let's remember that God also allowed these vessels to be destroyed.
这个记载在历代旧约圣经历代之下28章，不翻哦。
So this is recorded in 2 Chronicles chapter 28.
甚至在接下来历代之下36章发生了什么事
？And so what happened in 2 Chronicles chapter 36?
历代之下36章。
对 ，2 Chronicles chapter 36。
我们发现这些圣器皿啊，被沾满鲜血的手抢过来，放在外邦偶像的庙里面。
These vessels were stolen from the temple by the blood-soaked hands of the Gentiles and placed in their temples towards their idols.
这些器皿到最后发生什么事呢？
And what happened to these vessels?
在旧约圣经但以理书第五章。
And Daniel chapter 5 says,
我们发现这些器皿甚至还成为异教贵族污秽不净的嘴唇旁边被拿来喝酒了。
We find that these vessels were used by the idol worshiping Gentiles as vessels for drinking.
大家继续思考。
So let us think.
这些器皿属不属神？
Do these vessels belong to God?
他们无不无辜？
Are they innocent?
神在天上知不知道？
Does God in heaven know about it?
神不只知道，还把这些过程都留在圣经里面让我们读到，对不对？
Not only did God know, but he recorded these things into the Bible.
我问大家，神如果知道，神可以预防这种事情发生吗？
If God knew, then God could prevent this, right?
但是神都没有出手阻止。
But God did not stop this.
只因为他们是神的器皿。
Because they are the vessels of God.
所以他们必须承担神帮他们安排的这一切。
Therefore, they need to withstand whatever God has prepared for them.
我们看到这些器皿的遭遇，心中是百感交集，有各种不同的想法，对不对？
Of course, when we see what has become of these vessels, we will feel very anxious.
我们认为不应该这样，所以意识到信仰对我们的重要。
We believe that this shouldn't be the case. Therefore, this highlights how important faith is.
可是今天我们为什么能领受这些教导跟感受呢？
Then why is it today that we're able to receive these teachings?
正是因为这些器皿，他们无声的顺服。
It's because these vessels and their unwavering obedience.
他们顺服神一切的安排跟遭遇，所以我们才能不断的从经文当中看到他们的所在啊。
It's because they submitted and received whatever God gave to them that we can read about what they have endured.
也同时看到了神的作为、公义跟慈爱。
And from that, we're able to see the works of God, the righteousness of God, and the love of God.
所以我们需要体认，如果我们想要成为神手中的圣器皿，
So if we want to be the holy vessel of God,
除了圣洁之后，还必须有一个最重要的条件。
So apart from being holy, there's another very important condition.
那就是顺服。
Submissiveness.
什么话都不用讲的顺服。
It is submissiveness without having to say much.
顺服神的使用。
To be submissive to what God wants to use.
顺服神安排的处境。
So submissive to the arrangements of God.
顺服神的安置，甚至是破碎再造。
So submissive to the point where you are willing to be broken and remade.
我不晓得在座诸位，你们是开什么样的车子？
So I'm not sure what kind of car everyone drives.
我曾经问过弟兄姐妹说，假如啊，你们买车的钱全部由教会出，假如哦，等一下不要来找我要钱哦，假如啊。
So once I posed this question, if the church was willing to pay for your car,
然后没有预算上限，随便你买自己喜欢的，请问你会买什么车？
There is no limit on the budget. You can buy whatever you want. What would you buy?
会买劳斯劳斯的，请举手。
So those who like a Rolls Royce, please raise your hand.
哎，很诚实，我喜欢。
I like it very much.
会买法拉利的，请举手。
What about a Ferrari?
还是在买那个 Toyota RAV4 的？
哎呀，那个 Toyota RAV4。
开玩笑，那个一台那么少钱，我要选那个最好的啊，对不对？
And some people said, "Are you kidding? That it's very cheap. I want to choose something."
啊，随便你选呐、啊，教会付钱呐、啊。等一下不要找我假设问题啊。
So I said, In this example, choose whatever you want.
可是对你们来讲，你这台车啊，下个月会不会继续开？有一个关键问题。
But there is a very important condition whether you're able to keep driving.
你现在有两台车哦，一台是教会给你的劳斯莱斯了。
So you have two cars. One is the Rolls Royce, which is the church.
一台是你那一台陪伴你十年的二手车了。
The other one is your second-hand car.Which you have been using for
结果每次你要开这一台劳斯莱斯出去的时候啊
，So in this case, if you wanted to drive your,
他就会先跟你讲说，主人今天要去哪里呢
？The Rolls Royce will say to you, "Where would you want to go, Master?"
哎呀，今天我们要去海边啊
，And you say, "I want to go to the sea."
主人，求你怜悯我啊，那边沙子多啊，不要去好不好
？And the car would respond, "Please have pity on me because." There's a lot of sand there.
不要去呀、啊！啊，那我带你去爬山，我们去爬山。
And so you reply, Okay, how about we go and go hiking in the mountains?
最近我体力不太好，很累啊，可不可以不要去爬山啊？
And the kind of replies, Master, recently I've been feeling, I feel like I don't have a lot of stamina, so can we not go hiking?
那不要去爬山，那我们去超级市场。
Okay, if we don't want to go hiking, then let's go to the supermarket.
主人可不可以不要啊？你买的那些猪肉、羊排啊，那个血水，那个味道不喜欢啊。
And the car replies that, Master, can we not go to the supermarket? Because the meat that you buy, the blood gets onto it.
每次你要做什么，这台车就好像你对神祷告一样，老师会先问，然后我喜欢不喜欢主怜悯我，啊，你这个主人都怜悯啊。
So this car is my car. When we pray, whenever we ask God for something, and God wants us to do something, we say have mercy on us because we don't.
各位，再过一个月以后啊，我相信你不太会喜欢开这一台劳斯莱斯，你会继续开你那一台二手的车，对不对？
So if this were the case, then maybe a month later, you might not want to drive the Rolls Royce anymore.
因为那一台二手车虽然不好，功性能也不好。 它永远没有声音，没有意见。你要它去哪里，它就去哪里。这样懂吗？
Because the car you had previously, it didn't have any opinions. And where you wanted to go, it would go.
懂了吗？
Do you understand?
对神来讲也一样啊。
It's the same for God.
神希望他手中的圣器皿是什么器皿？这样知道了。
So what kind of holy vessel does God want?
我们是什么样的器皿？
What kind of vessel are we?
所以讲到。 要成为真正贵重的器皿，除了圣洁之外，顺服非常的重要。So
apart from being holy, we have to be submissive.
那圣经里面告诉我们，今天要跟大家最后分享的，讲三种最重要的顺服。So
today I'd like to share with everyone three types of submissiveness.
第一种顺服叫做超越理智的顺服。So
first one is the submissiveness that surpasses logic.
我们人都有自己的想法，会自己去推论一些事。So
we have our own ways of thinking to reason with things.
可是如果有时候神要我们做的顺服会超出我们原来所想的以及我们所认为的逻辑，那怎么办呢？So
what if God wants us to do something that is seems illogical to us?
我们先来看旧约经文《马拉基书》3章10节。Let's
look at Malachi chapter 3 verse 10.
马拉基书三章十节。Malachi
chapter 3 verse 10.
麻烦翻译一下哦。Hey,
verse 10. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try me now on this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the window of heaven and pour out for you such blessings that there will not be enough room to receive it.
来，各位想一想，这一节经文容不容易啊
？So let's think, is it easy to describe here?
对于我们大部分的人来讲啊，可能容易，可能也很难。So
for us, it might be simple for others, and might be difficult for others.
这个容易跟难，还跟你富不富有、贫不贫穷一点关系都没有。And
so the difficulty of this is not related to your financials.
怎么讲呢？我讲一个道理，大家都知道了。你每个月如果假设是赚，假设是10,000纽币。So
for example, if your monthly income was 10,000 New Zealand dollars,
也蛮多了啊。That's
quite a lot.
这样要献出十一，还蛮容易的。If
you were to give 10% of that. Your tithe, that's easy.
你每个月要是赚100万纽币啊，要献十一啊，我看你会抓到头破血流，还不知道要不要这样做啊。But
if you were to earn $1 million a month and had to give tithe, that will become quite difficult.
你可能觉得我有需要献这么多吗？我献1%就跟人家一样多了，懂吗？You
may think that do I need to offer this much? I can offer 1% and it'll be the same as everyone else.
另外一种是。 我赚的根本不足以应付我现在的生活支出啊，有可能啊。So
on the other end, you may not earn enough to fulfill your daily needs.
我每个月要付的生活费，我要缴的税金啊这些，我赚来的都还不够啊，还要靠人家救济啊。So
after all of your taxes and whatnot, your monthly income is not enough for you to to live, and you have to rely on welfare.
但是刚才神的吩咐有分富有跟贫穷吗？
But what the in the verse that we just read, does it distinguish between rich and poor?
神还做这样的吩咐，岂不是强人所难？就是很逼迫人啊，对不对？
So if God did make such a request, then it would be very unfair.
各位，所以现在要想一个问题了，当真理与现实产生冲突的时候，我们做什么判断？
So therefore, if the word is at odds with reality, what should we do?
你说这是旧约经文啊，我现在信耶稣又不信旧约，我们继续来想新约。
So some might say that this is the Old Testament.
跟这个主题相关呢。
So let us have a look at what's in the New Testament.
来，我们请看新约圣经马可福音十二章。
Turn to Mark chapter 12.
马可福音十二章的四十二节到四十四节。
Mark chapter 12, verse 42 to 44.
马可福音十二章四十二到四十四。啊，麻烦翻译念。
Mark chapter 12, verse 42.44, verse 42. Then one poor widow came and threw in two mites, which make a quadrant. 43. So he called his disciples to himself and said to them, Assuredly I say to you that this poor widow has put in more than all those who have given to the treasury. 44. For they all put in out of their abundance, but she out of her poverty put in all that she had, her whole livelihood.
好，我们看到的是主耶稣看着这个寡妇对他的肯定跟赞赏。
So here we see the praise that Jesus gives to this poor widow.
小弟现在跟大家谈的不是钱的问题，只是借这件事情来思考。
So I'm not trying to talk to everyone about money, but using this example for us to think about.
你们有没有看到主耶稣？其实他没有问这个寡妇，因为主知道万人的心，他马上就知道他所有的状况，是不是
？Because God knows the heart of everyone, so immediately Jesus was able to understand her circumstances.
哎，我今天不要问每一位，我问我们在座当过教会负责人的同工。
So I'm not going to ask everyone. I'm going to ask the people who have been board members.
如果你知道有一个同领啊，他现在过生活过到连三餐都快付不起啦。
So if you knew a brother or sister who was having financial difficulty where they weren't able to feed themselves.
结果他还把口袋里面的钱拿出来要投进奉献箱，你一看就知道这个一投进去他可能两天连一顿都没有啦。
And you see that they are trying getting some money out of their pocket so they can offer it, and you know that if they offer it, they might not be able to eat for a while.
各位亲爱的负责人，我相信有很多我们过去说你不要不要，主耶稣知道的，你不要这么做，会不会
？So I'm sure that there will be many who will go up to this person and say, "Don't do it." Jesus understands. Jesus knows. So don't do it.
所以主耶稣没有爱心。
So can we say that Jesus has no love?
因为主耶稣明明知道这个寡妇啊，投进那两个小钱，他不晓得要饿几顿呢。
Because Jesus should know that. If this widow were to put in those two coins, that however long she might have to starve for.
我们没有看到主耶稣很体贴的去阻止这一个寡妇，有没有发现？
So you can say that Jesus was very inconsiderate because he didn't go and try to stop this widow.
因为主耶稣啊，他看到那个寡妇的心已经在真理与现实当中做出了最困难的决定。
Because Jesus already knew that between her faith and reality, this widow had already made the hardest decision.
主耶稣知道他确实是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Because Jesus understood, Jesus knew that this widow was the descendant of
Abraham. 因为他的先祖就是我们早上提到的亚伯拉罕，通过了比这更大更难的考验啊。
So Their ancestor Abraham had already overcome an even more difficult difficulty.
各位想想，如果要亚伯拉罕献出他所有的财产比较容易，还是献出他的独生子以撒比较容易？
So let's think about it. Would it be easier for Abraham to give up everything he owned, or to offer up his one and only child.
我告诉各位，我所认识的神啊，总会挑你生命当中最难的那一件事情，为了让你去知道自己的信心如何。
Because the God that I know would always ask you to make the hardest decision in order to see if your faith is enough.
各位想想，当神要这位老人家献出他深爱而且独生的儿子的时候。
So let us think, when God asked this elderly man, Abraham, to offer up his only son,
虽然经文没有记载,
even though it's not recorded,
这个老亚伯兰他的心中不会有命令与现实所激起的汹涌大浪吗?
Do you think that Abraham would not be conflicted over this request?
理智可能会告诉亚伯拉罕，这个很不合理啊。
So,logically, or his reasoning might say to himself that this is very, very logical.
既然现在要把它夺走，何必要把它赐给我呢？大家都有这种想法，有没有？
So it would be quite normal for you to think that why would you give me the son if you're going to take him from me?
理智常常会说服我们去忽略掉神的一些声音。
So, a lot of times the voice of reason may cause us to ignore.The voice of God.
即使这些声音啊，在圣经里面都已经化成文字了。
But these the words of God are already in the Bible.
但是我们看到，在那个老者心中的滔天大浪没有吞没他的顺服。
But we can see here that Abraham was not swallowed up by his conflicts.
信心胜过理智所讲述的不合理。
And we see that his faith has overcome his reason.
所以为我们留下的是一个信心完美的模范。
And so we see, we often refer to Abraham as someone with a very perfect faith.
我们在想到旧约圣经另外一位我们的圣徒前辈。
So if we look at another person in the Old Testament,
就是约伯这个人呢。
We can look at Job.
约伯每天献祭，每天感谢神。
Job would always, every day, he would offer up sacrifices and thank God.
他在每天献祭的时候，他绝对想不到他很快即将丧失他所有的儿女。
While he was offering, he would in no way think that he would quickly lose everything.
还有他的财产跟他的尊严。
As well as his pride and his children.
因为别人没有像他这么敬畏神，这么亲近神啊，应该是他们面临这些才对嘛。
Because there was no one who worshipped God like he did, so theologically it should be them who had these things upon them.
当约伯痛彻心扉、穷困潦倒的时候
，So when Job fell prostrate before God,
大家看圣经，神完全没有出声。给约伯任何一句安慰跟任何一个解答，请注意，我们的神就是这样子。
God did not even try to comfort Job, so this is our God.
大家要记住，敬虔之后发生的灾难。
So we must understand the difficulties that come after our faithfulness.
遵守道理之后面对的痛苦。
Or the difficulties that we face after obedience to the truth.
这种痛苦啊，比那些没有来教会、不相信神的人还要巨大。
These difficulties are far greater than the difficulties faced by those who haven't come to church.
因为我明明是敬虔、服侍、亲近神的，结果面临的比别人更大的痛苦。
Even though we are more submissive and work more for God, but the difficulties we face are much greater.
大家有没有发现，这是理智没有办法解释的。
This is something that can never be explained with reason.
所以有些不信耶稣的人会对我们说：“你不是信耶稣吗？你看你现在所遇到的事情。”
So some people who don't believe, they might say to us, "Aren't you a Christian? Look at the state you're in now."
你不是说信耶稣有喜乐跟平安吗？你看你现在家里面发生的事情。
Didn't you say that believing in Jesus will give you joy and peace? Look at what's happening to you.
现实影响了约伯，但是最终没有夺取他所有的信心。
So his current circumstances affected Job, but it didn't
约伯的顺服使他的信仰突然的有个另外一个层次崭新的收获。
It didn't stop him, and the faithfulness of Job allowed him to improve his faith to another level.
小弟相信今天我们在座大部分的人都有这种超越理智的信心啊。
So I believe that everyone here seated has the submissiveness that surpasses reason.
我们全身入浸除罪的洗礼。
We have all been baptized in the baptism that.
我们与主有份的洗脚礼。
The foot washing that gives us part with Jesus.
主耶稣告诉我们与末日复活相关的圣餐礼。
And the Holy Communion that God has told us is related to being resurrected at the end days.
这里面有我们可以理解的部分。
Within that, there are some things we can understand.
也有人言语难以完全道尽的奥秘。
But there are also mysteries which cannot be explained.
但是我们愿意顺服，照做。
But we are willing to submit.
所以当面临信仰跟生活、现实与真理的冲突。
So whenever we are met with a conflict between reality and submissiveness,
我们对圣经真理的顺服，正足以证明我们是神的圣器皿。
The fact that we are able to submit proves that we are the holy vessel of God.
第二个，这个顺服啊，甚至要超越我们人的正常情感。
So the second submissiveness is the submissiveness that is above our own emotions.
有时候我们知道神给我们的话跟方向是对的。
Sometimes, most times we understand that the things that God is doing to us.
理智上我们可以认同。
Logically, we agree.
但是我们的情绪跟情感纠结了，我们做不出来了。
But our feelings and emotions might cause us to not be able to do this.
我们举一个例子，也是圣经前辈的例子。
For example,
我们来看约拿书第四章一跟二节。
Jonah chapter 4 verse 1 and 2.
旧约圣经约拿书四章一二节。
Jonah chapter 4 verse 1 and 2.
我们请麻烦翻译念四。
Verse 1. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he became angry.2. So he prayed to the Lord and said, Lord, was this not what I said when I was still in my country? Therefore I fled previously to Tarshish, for I know that you are a gracious and merciful God, slow to anger, and abundant in loving kindness, one who relents from doing harm.
来，大家再体会一下这个先知约拿他所讲的话。
So let us all take in the words of the prophet Jonah.
约拿书四章第一节跟第二节哈。
Jonah chapter 4 verse 1 and 2.
那你们觉得约拿知不知道认不认识神啊？
Let us think, does Jonah understand God?
约拿认识神。
Jonah knows God.
约拿也知道神的指示是对的。
He knows that the command of the Lord is correct.
神命令先知约拿去亚述人的大城尼尼微城去警告他们毁灭即将到来。
God sent Jonah to the capital of Assyria, Nineveh, to warn them that the judgment of the Lord is near.
约拿不想去啊。
He didn't want to go.
因为旧约拿他身为一个以色列人的民族情感。
So because Jonah is an Israelite,
他无法接受亚述人这个压迫他国家民族这么大恶的国家跟民族，还有被传警告甚至悔改的机会。
He did not want to give the people, the Assyrians, who had oppressed his people for so long, the chance to be warned and to repent.
因为他现在去传警告的这个国家跟民族啊，对他来讲是大恶的国家，是大恶的民族啊。
To him, these people he was meant to go and warn, to him, they were very evil people.
约拿知道，如果我去讲啊，万一他们真的有人悔改的话，我可不希望他们悔改啊。
Jonah thought that if I were to go warn them, then on the off chance that someone were to repent,
我要他们受惩罚。
I want them to be punished.
我要神的公义跟现实彰显在他们身上啊。
I want the justice of God to be shown on them.
所以数百年前有另外一个教会的教父叫做 Chrysostom.
So, centuries ago, there was a church leader called Chrysostom.
Chrysostom. 中文译作翻译成像屈缩多摩这个人啊。他讲过一句话。
So this person said this.
他说，让人知道哪里有罪恶，哪里就有风雨。
So let the people know that wherever there is sin, there is winds and rain.
哪里对抗神的命令，哪里就有动荡。
Wherever there is opposition to the commands of God, there will be movement.
尼尼微城的百姓，因为他们自己的罪，将要面临神预备的大灾祸。
Because the people of Nineveh, because of their own sin, they were facing a great disaster.
但同时呢，约拿先知也不顺服神啊，他知道神是对的，他有神的，但是他情感上无法接受。
But Jonah, he knew he also didn't listen to God because he knew what God said was right, but his feelings didn't allow him to do it.
他的不顺服则为先知自己和他同一个船上的人招来了足以吞灭他们的滔天大浪。
And his actions nearly caused everyone on the ship that he was on to be swallowed by the waves.
先知逃离了陆地。
And so this prophet had run away from the land.
却逃不过海中的大风浪。
But he was unable to run away from the waves on the sea.
他被从船上抛进海中，好像逃离了风浪。
So it may seem that after he was thrown overboard, he had escaped.
但是他却躲避不了大鱼的嘴巴。
But he was unable to escape from the mouth of the big fish.
人的不顺服与逃跑。
The unsubmissiveness and fleeing of mankind.
无法为这个人带来任何的好处。
I cannot bring to them any benefit.
最终证明神的旨意依然要执行啊。
And it ultimately just goes to prove that the will of God will happen.
神的全能无所不在，无处可逃啊。
So God is omniscient, and you cannot run from it.
所以我们早上介绍这个神叫做充满万有者，对不对？
And this morning we describe this God as the one who fills all.
我们请来看旧约圣经诗篇一百三十九篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 139,
7到10节
Psalms 139, verse 7 to 10.
139篇7到10节
Psalms 139, verse 7 to 10. Verse 7. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? 8. If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. 9. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the utmost parts of the sea, 10. Even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me.
Amen. 我们就体会这几节经文要告诉我们的，神到底在哪里呢？
So let us ponder what this passage tells us. Where is God?
神不只在这里教会里面啊。
God is not just in this church.
神无所不在。
He is everywhere.
所以最终顺服之后，先知仍然被神从鱼的口中吐出来，送回陆地啊。
So after Jonah submitted, he was spat up by the fish and back onto land.
那我们想想我们自己。
Now let's think about ourselves.
我们读了这么久的圣经，知道了神这么多的话，为什么我们还是觉得我们多所缺欠呢？
Why is it that we, even though we've listened to so many teachings and read so many of his words, that we feel like we are lacking?
神安排我们身边每天出现这么多不一样的人。
God has arranged for us, so many different people to appear by us in our daily lives.
有时候我们不敢大大开口去邀请人来教会来查考圣经。
Sometimes we're afraid to even open our mouths to invite people to come attend our church.
因为被人家拒绝那种尴尬的感受，我们都不喜欢。
Because we don't like the awkwardness of rejection.
我们不敢承认自己与我们家人的软弱或错误。
We don't like to admit the weaknesses of ourselves or our family.
因为被比较的羞辱感。
Because we are afraid of being compared.
甚至被人家可能被人家论断的信心
，or to be judged，
那不是我们想要的。
That is not what we want。
我们不容易去原谅说话行事得罪过我自己的人。
We are unwilling to forgive those who have wronged us or offended us，
或者那些故意跟我们作对的人
，or those who purposely oppose us。
有时候啊，教会在安排说，你们可以互相饶恕吗？你知道，大家都会开一个先决条件。
So sometimes the people might say, "Can you forgive each other?" But then everyone has a condition.
要我饶恕他可以
，I can forgive her.
要我接受他的道歉可以
，I can accept the apology.
他要答应我，以后不能再这样，要知道自己错了。
But they must understand that.They cannot make the same mistake, and they need to understand what they did wrong.
各位，你知道这件事情，主耶稣已经先告诉我们几乎不可能了。
So, does everyone know that Jesus has already told us this is nigh impossible?
我们愿意饶恕，愿意赦免，但是好像要人家知道错，好像要人家下次不会再犯同样的错，我们才愿意啊。我们开条件呢、啊。
So we have all these conditions, that the other party must fulfill before we can forgive them.
如果人那么容易改正的话，你不用对同一个人饶恕7次，这样你们懂了吗？
If people are so easily changed, then you don't need to forgive people 7 times 70 times.
你们了解到主耶稣说为什么要饶恕一个人7次？
So why does God say you need to forgive people 70 times 70 times?
不管他知不知道自己错啊，这不重要。
So it's regardless of whether they admit.
甚至有些人说我会改，我会改。他讲了100次，他还是没有改啊。
Even some people say I will change, and they might have said this 100 times.
更何况有些人根本不会答应他要改。
Even some might not even say they will.
那个都不重要啊，因为主耶稣说是你要饶恕他70次，没有先设先决条件说他会改啊，对不对
？Therefore, this is all irrelevant because.The Holy Spirit will forgive 70 times 7 times without condition.
我们不容易原谅，这就是我们情感上的障碍。
It is hard for us to forgive. This is an obstacle in our
own. 我们害怕原谅之后啊，我们要不断的去忍耐，继续的原谅。
Because we are afraid that when we forgive, we need to keep on enduring.
这不是我们情绪想要的。
This is not what we want.
但是我知道诸位主所亲爱的，你们理解。
But I believe that everyone here understands.
神的话语就是真理，高于我们每个人自己的情感与好恶。
The word of God is the truth, and it exceeds our own feelings and emotions.
所以主耶稣在讲的这么一句话。
So that's why Jesus said.
我们来看路加福音9:23。
Luke 9:23.
路加福音9:23。
Luke 9:23. And then he said to them all, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross daily and follow me."
各位，我们的十字架是什么呢
？Everyone, what is our cross?
我们其中一个很大的十字架就是我们的情感跟情绪啊。
For a lot of us.A very big cross of ours is our feelings and emotions.
我喜不喜欢
？Do I like this?
我讨厌吗
？Do I hate this?
民族的情感就像约拿。
The feelings of a people.
甚至种族间的优越以及卑劣感。
Or the feelings between different people of different races.
所以我在这里看到我们有白人的同龄，还有慕道友来。我真的借着你们把感谢献给神。
So here, and I feel very happy, that we have Kiwis that are able to join us in our service.
因为你们已经超越了这个人的情感，知道要去寻找真正的教会跟道理。
Because you have overcome your own feelings and emotions in your search for the true church.
就连我们这些。黄种人的同龄也是一样，要克服这种情感呢。
And as for us, as Asians, we must also overcome.
我们没有说从哪个地区跟国家来的就比较好，哪个地区来的就比较没水准。我们从来不这样分呢。
So we shouldn't say that if you're from this area, then you're better, or you think that if you're from this area, then you're somehow
worse. 可是有很多人，他还没真正进来之前。 他就有那个情感的问题，必要去克服，对不对？
But some people, before they've even come into the church, they have certain emotional or feelings that they need to overcome.
我们要顺服神的话跟安排，超过所有情感上的问题。
Therefore, we need to submit to the will of God, that overcomes all feelings and emotion.
最后一点，圣经告诉我们，第三种顺服是要超越利益的。
And the third kind of submissiveness is submissiveness that overcomes all gains.
我们继续来讲，人所能得到的利益大概是什么？
So let's think about it. What are some personal gains that we may have?
我们想到的可能是名声，
Some as fame.
金钱，
Money.
有多少人日夜对这两件事情不断的忙碌跟付出？
So what kind of people work towards these things every single day.
但是如果遇上了生死交关的问题,
but if we were to come to
就是生死的问题,
so if we were to come to a question between life and death,
我们又是多么乐意把我们原来所有的一切金钱跟名声来换取生命的时间，对不对？
How many people would be willing to offer up all they have in order to get more life.
所以看啊，死亡的威胁还没有来到之前，
so let's think about it. Before the threat of death,
我们怕的是丧失财物，
we are scared of losing our.
但是当死亡临近的时候，财务的损失反而无关紧要了。
But when the death looms, then all of our possessions mean nothing.
这样说来，生命似乎是大多数人觉得最重要的利益。这样同意吗？
Therefore, you can say that the greatest gain that you can gain for yourself is life.
我们看看圣经里面，却有许多的圣徒跟前辈，把神的话语跟命令看得比这人生最大的利益，自己的生命还重要。So
let us look at a couple of examples where these people they have placed the life as over the greatest gain in their life.
主耶稣是完全的神，也是完全的人。So
Jesus Christ is the perfect God and the perfect man.
所以主耶稣在这个肉体里面能够完全体会我们的感受跟困难。So
in the flesh, Jesus is able to understand all of our difficulties.
所以我们看到主耶稣在上十字架之前，他在客西马尼园里面。Therefore,
when Jesus was about to be crucified, he was in the Garden of Gethsemane.
因着他身为人子，他也三次恳求天父，是否能把那苦杯挪走，对不对？
As the Son of Man, three times he asked God to remove the bitter cup from him.
但是最终他说，还是照着父你的意思，不要照我的意思。But
ultimately he said that may do everything according to your will.
把神的旨意看得比我的生命更重要，主耶稣是其中一个模范呢。So
to place the will of God with higher importance than his own life.
甚至使徒保罗也是这样讲。And
same with Paul.
我们请看新约圣经哥林多后书五章。Turn
to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书五章的第四节。2
Corinthians chapter 5 verse 4.
好，麻烦第四节。Verse
4. For we are who we are in this tent, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life.
保罗在讲什么？他说，我们在这帐篷里呀，这个帐篷有两种含义。So
the tent that is mentioned here has two meanings.
第一个指的是我们所居住的这个世界。The
first is the world we live in.
第二个指的是神赐给我们这个将来会衰败的肉体。And
also this body that God has given us, which will.
所以有些人呐，2000年前有些人认为保罗发疯了。 癫狂发疯了。So
2,000 years ago, people thought that Paul had gone crazy.
说你怎么好像为了信仰连命都可以不要呢？
They said that for faith, are you willing to give up your life?
保罗在这里讲出了他的心声。So
here Paul has laid bare his.
他没有疯啊，他是做出决定而已啊。He
is not crazy, but he has made his decision.
他说，并不是我愿意脱下这个，我不是喜欢死啊。
He says that it's not because I want to die.
我不是在找死啊。
I'm not seeking death.
乃是愿意穿上那个。
But I'm willing to be clothed in something else.
因为我更盼望的是神赐给我永生荣耀的冠冕，就是那个灵体永远的生命啊。
Because what he is more anticipating is that glorious spiritual body that God is giving them.
所以这些人，你看，他们看的比人最大的利益，自己的生命还重要。
So these things, they place the will of God great over the greatest gain that they could have, which is their life.
大家回去有空再翻旧约经文的但以理书那一卷。
So if everyone has time, you can go home and read the book of Daniel.
我们看到了但以理坚持他对神的敬拜。
We can see that Daniel, he was insistent on his worship of God.
他一日三次的祷告得来的似乎不是马上的祝福，而是死亡的威胁，对不对？
Due to his insistence of praying three times a day, his what happened was he wasn't blessed by God, but rather the threat of death was placed upon him.
在但以理书第三章里面记载了但以理的三个朋友。
And Daniel chapter 3 records the three friends of Daniel.
他们坚持不向王的偶像下拜。
They insisted that they wouldn't bow down to the idol of the king.
不是马上升官跟发财呀。
They weren't immediately promoted.
面对的是被王当作悖逆丢进火里要活活烧死啊。
But rather, due to their disobedience, they were thrown into the furnace.
他们坚持神的命令。
They kept the commandments.
坚持神命令的后果都保证会让这些人立即面对凶恶的苦难。
And from what this we can see that their obedience to God has led to them facing violence and death.
会让他们丧失他们这一辈子最大的利益。
And to the point where they might lose their life.
但他们的顺服让神的作为得以彰显。
But due to their submissiveness, they showed the mighty work of God.
也得到神为他们预备的了。
And they received what God had prepared.
我们在某些地方传福音，可能会受到异教徒的攻击。
So in some places where we're preaching, we might be persecuted.
为使我们身体平安受威胁，感谢主，我们在这个地区没有这样子。
That might threaten our own safety, but thank God this doesn't happen here.
我们在某些地方跟别人相处，一起工作，一起学习。
In some areas where we work or interact.
如果真的要照圣经里面的话来过日子，
if we truly were to live our life according to the Bible,
我们会产生现实上的损失或者某一些冲突啊。
We may encounter conflicts or losses to ourselves or our belongings.
有时候会让别人觉得我们跟他们不一样，受到排挤。
Or we might be ostracized because we're perceived to be different.
甚至影响我们升迁跟工作收入的机会。
It might even affect our opportunities.
好像你要跟某些人一起分党结派呀、啊，要分小团体呀、
啊。It's like you were everyone is in their own little group.
要因着商业上的决定，好像要做一些说谎瞒骗的事情啊。
And if, for example, if you wanted to get more business, you might tell some lies.
甚至要装作我不是那么敬虔的基督徒，
and pretend like you're not a Christian.
但是比起神的话语，
but compared to the Word of God,
比起神教导我们的公义、责任跟圣洁，
compared to our responsibility, our holiness and our
faithfulness, 超越利益的顺服。
This is the submissiveness that surpasses personal gain.
证明我们可以成为神的圣器。
And this proves that we are able to be the holy vessel of God.
时间到了，希望下午的分享能够让我们一起来思考。
So I hope that this afternoon sharing is able to lead us to think about this.
小弟在这里跟你们分享这个，不代表我做得很好。
So by sharing this with everyone doesn't mean that I do this very well.
但是让我们互相代祷，一起继续来追求被神所悦纳的道路。
But rather, let us all pray for one another so we can pursue the road that God wants us to walk on.
我们今天到这里一起来吟诗。
So we'll end our service here. Let's all
rise. 赞美诗378首。
Hymn 378.